Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 81 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More missiles fired from Iran-backed Hezbollah militants into northern Israel today, and Israel firing back. Israel says two of its soldiers were killed by Hezbollah rockets. Lebanese health minister says at least 37 people have been killed, more than 2,900 others wounded in the explosions that took place across Lebanon the past 2 days. This is the leader of Hezbollah calling the mass bombing attack via exploding pagers a severe blow and said Israel had crossed a red line. Israeli security officials say an Israeli citizen has been indicted for involvement in an Iranian assassination plot against top Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Netanyahu. The FBI and other federal agencies say Iranian hackers sought to interest Biden's campaign in information stolen from Trump's campaign, sending unsolicited emails. Wall Street indexes are strongly higher. Mortgage rates have dropped to the lowest since early last year. This is ABC News. Global temperatures are rising, glaciers are melting, but there's one positive environmental development we can report.
Scientists in the 1970s and 80s theorized that the propellants used in aerosol cans were eating away at the ozone layer, the crucial blanket protecting us from the sun's radiation. Chlorofluorocarbons were phased out starting in 1989, and now the World Meteorological Organization says that the international initiative is bearing fruit. The world's ozone layer, according to the WMO, is healing itself and will be back to its 1980 condition by 2066. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New calls in Great Britain to make a pint less of a pint. There, a pint glass is 20 ounces. In the U.S., it's 16. Health researchers now say using the smaller glasses in the U.K. could help cut back on beer consumption, since drinkers focus on the number of glasses they drink and not the size. The 189th annual Oktoberfest in Munich begins Saturday. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy skies and turning more humid with a high of 83. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely by late evening. A few could be heavy with a low of 62. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and still quite warm with a high of 83. Currently in Richland Center, it's 81 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Good afternoon. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A new AARP Wisconsin presidential poll again shows the importance of voters age 50 and older. Jeff List is a pollster and partner at Impact Research.
Yes, we had done a survey in Wisconsin just after the first presidential debate between Biden and Trump, and now we have just updated that with new survey data that is out today. And it looked at the presidential race, the Senate race, state legislature, as well as the issues that matter to all voters, but especially voters over age 50.
There are trends both statewide and among older voters since there has been a change in the Democratic ticket.
The last time that we fielded a survey in Wisconsin, former President Trump was winning by 6 points. And in the data that's out today, Kamala Harris is leading by 3 points. And you see movement in that race with both younger and older voters. So former President Trump was leading voters under 50 by 4 points last time. Now Kamala Harris is ahead by 9 points. And then with voters over 50, former President Trump was leading by 7 points, and now he's leading by 2 points. So that's gotten a lot tighter. And if you also look at partisanship across age groups, Kamala Harris is doing a much better job of getting support from Democrats than President Biden was, and also she's got stronger support among independent voters.
Liz says there are also differences in demographics.
There's a gender gap in Wisconsin. Kamala Harris is ahead by 11 points. among women, and former President Trump is ahead by 7 points among men. And Wisconsin is also a state that has had big gaps by education, and voters without a college degree are voting for former President Trump by 10 points, and voters who have a college degree or more are choosing Kamala Harris by 24 points at this point.
He adds the gaps are also playing out in the U.S. Senate race.
Tanya Baldwin is currently ahead by 3 points, and there's a big gender gap in that race, where she's ahead by 13 points with women, but trailing by 7 points with men. And there's also a big education gap in that race, where she's ahead by 22 points with college-educated voters and trailing by 7 points with non-college voters.
Jeff List says when it comes to issues, immigration matters to Republicans, and abortion and threats to democracy matters to Democrats. However, personal economics matter to the persuadable voters.
One of the things that we saw that was really interesting is that Social Security is an issue that matters a lot to older voters. 77% of voters over 50 say that Social Security is either extremely or very important to them. And that is not an issue that, as it has been in the past, is a core strength for Democrats. It's actually a toss-up, a very competitive issue. The people who say that Social Security is extremely or very important to them, they're within 2 points on the presidential race, and they're within 5 points in the U.S. Senate race, so they're really up for grabs.
Medicare is also an issue, but not as big as other issues.
It's not significantly bigger than something like family caregiving. You've got 27% of Wisconsin voters over age 50 who are currently caring for an older or ill adult or someone with a disability. And those family caregivers are a really competitive group. They're voting for Kamala Harris by 3 points. They're voting for Tammy Baldwin by 7 points. But if you ask them who they're more likely to vote for in a race for state assembly, they're saying Republicans by 5 points. So there are a lot of ticket splitters among those caregivers. It represents a real opportunity for candidates to talk about an issue that matters to a swing voter block. And there are a lot of swing voters over age 50, 16%. Of voters over age 50 are not voting a straight ticket right now, which means that they're in play for any of these races.
The survey didn't ask open-ended questions to find out why people may be voting a split ticket, but List says the survey does show the interest of voters over 50.
They're not as interested in immigration, abortion, threats to democracy as the partisan bases. They are more interested in inflation, the economy, Social Security, those personal financial issues, which is why it's so important for candidates to be talking about those issues. And it's also important, I think, to mention that voters over age 50 have been and will be a majority of the electorate in Wisconsin. They were a majority in both 2020 and 2022, and they are telling us now that they are more motivated to vote than younger voters are.
The new poll finds 48% of likely voters backing Vice President Harris, 45% supporting former President Trump, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who remains on the ballot after dropping out of the race, at 2%. A state appeals court will hear the effort by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to get off of Wisconsin's presidential ballot. The three-judge Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Kennedy's appeal of a Dane County judge's Monday ruling that keeps his name on the ballot in November. Kennedy has been trying to get his name removed from ballots in swing states, including Wisconsin, since suspending his campaign and endorsing Donald Trump in August. Today is the deadline for local clerks to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested them. The court directed Kennedy to file a brief by 11 o'clock with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, required to file a response by 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Under the court's order, Kennedy will have until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to file a response to the Elections Commission's brief. There is a new sickle cell treatment for children at Children's Wisconsin. The newly FDA-approved treatment is called Casgevy and works by adding a gene that makes fetal hemoglobin, which reduces the clinical effects of sickle cell disease. Before this new gene therapy was approved, the typical treatment could include daily oral medication and a bone marrow transplant, in addition to transfusions to remove excess iron from the blood. The Children's Wisconsin program currently provides care for about 400 children living with sickle cell disease. Physicians estimate that the new treatment will include a 2-month stay. Wisconsin state funding for public universities is 43rd in the nation. Governor Tony Evers calls that nickel and diming and is proposing an $800 million increase in universities of Wisconsin system funding as part of his next budget. During a back-to-school stop at UW-Madison Wednesday, the Democratic governor said he'll work with the Wisconsin legislature to pass the funding. Evers said he thinks there will be more lawmakers in the next legislative session who understand the importance of the UW system to the state's economy. Evers said the latest enrollment numbers showing a slight overall increase give him optimism about the future of the universities of Wisconsin. The Ithaca School District will be holding an informational session tonight. Residents of the Ithaca School District will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot in November. That question will ask the voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years of non-recurring purposes. To inform residents about the referendum, the Ithaca School District will be holding community informational meetings concerning the upcoming referendum. An informational session will be held tonight at 7 at the Lloyd Community Center. American teachers make 26% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study from the Center on Economic Policy Research. Author Sylvia Allegretto says she's worried about attracting and retaining teachers.
There's not going to be one way to do this, but it is definitely going to take federal, state, and local government effort.
The study finds Wisconsin teachers made 24% less than other college grads last year.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
About 25 children and adults have been injured after a wagon carrying them overturned at a western Wisconsin apple orchard. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hake says the children, parents, and chaperones were on a field trip to the orchard in Lafayette when one of two wagons being pulled by a tractor turned sideways and rolled over Wednesday morning. Hake says the tractor was traveling at a low speed when the wagon rolled while going downhill. Three people suffered critical injuries, while injuries to five others were considered serious. Authorities didn't say how many of the injured were children. The elementary school-aged children attend a school in Eau Claire. The Wisconsin Patrol began conducting special traffic enforcement patrols on the Madison Beltline in April in an effort to prevent risky driving behaviors that can lead to serious injury and fatal crashes. As a result, the Wisconsin State Patrol conducted over 800 traffic stops, resulting in over 1,400 citations and warnings on the Beltline, with some stops producing multiple violations. Officers participated in the special Beltline enforcement patrols over the course of 50 days, focusing on the highest traffic times, which most often coincided with the morning and afternoon commute. The posted speed limit on the Beltline is 55 miles per hour. Approximately 1 in 4 speed citations issued on the Beltline this summer were due to a driver going 80 miles per hour or more. Traffic crashes are more dangerous and can be deadly when they involve excessive speeds or other reckless behaviors. In addition, approximately 30 drivers were cited for operating while intoxicated. The Wisconsin State Patrol will maintain their presence on the Beltline and will continue to work with partner law enforcement agencies to strengthen their efforts to prevent risky driving in the area. It's currently cloudy and 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It is a cloudy 81 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Viola, Horse, and Colt Show, a history. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to pages 38 through 41, in The Changing Faces of Viola, 1855 to 2005. The Viola Horse and Colt Show began in 1930 as the agricultural department of Viola High School, then Mr. Eckley as the teacher, and some local farmers who had teams that they were proud of. It was an opportunity for the farmers where they could show off their teams and a contest of who had the best and strongest team of horses. They also showed their mares and their colts. The Horse and Colt Show was a day when the young and old alike could hardly wait until the big day rolled around. The following article was taken from the Wisconsin Agriculturalist and Farmer in 1941. Viola, on the Richland-Vernon County line, likes its horses for farm work and likes them so well that they've kept up a regular horse show in their community for 9 years straight. When it started, the exhibitors got small items of merchandise as prizes, but now they have a full-fledged membership and get a small boost from the State Horse Breeders Association, and they pay modest prizes in cash. There are horse-pulling tugs, the long parade led by the Viola High School Band, and the famous dummy Holstein cow that went to be the Legion Convention prancing teams in a festive array. One of the features of the interest was a 6-horse Belgian team that raised and was trained by then-driven Floyd Lawrence, a livestock farmer east of town. As the years went on, there were concessions and booths, and a chance was then added. Rides for the kids, and the community building had exhibits of both 4-H as well as FFA students, and open classes for anyone, and prizes, of course, for all. Eventually, the craft movement became so popular in that area that an arts and crafts show was added in 1968. The first year it was held in the municipal building, where exhibitors were charged $1 for the privilege of setting up their wares. There are wonderful, diversified eating stands along the Midway on Main Street. The parade, it's on the afternoon of that Saturday. Many a romance was kindled at the big dance at night, when at times 600 dancers jammed the community building to dance to a well-known orchestra. The closing paragraph of the article sums it up. It reads, "It is hard to describe what a special day it is for everyone at the Viola Horse and Colt Show. It's like a huge reunion, and it's something for everyone." Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Menzies Phelps Manley and his son, Willard Manley.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The Viola Horse and Colt Show will be held this Friday and Saturday in Viola. Ashley Baker is Vice President of the Horse and Colt Show.
We are on our 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. The name comes from the start of the show being two local gentlemen that wanted to promote horse breeding and agriculture in the community. And keep in mind, that was in 1931, so quite a number of years ago. So since the beginning, the show has been a local attraction for horse enthusiasts, as well as over the years incorporating exhibits, food, a carnival, an annual parade, music, and a truck and tractor pull.
The event gets underway Friday evening at 6 with judging and various activities on the ground. Also Friday, the truck and tractor pull begins. Keith Durst is the organizer of the pulling events.
Friday night, our pull begins at 6 p.m. with six classes that each pull twice. Saturday morning, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning with antiques. Generally runs up to parade time or just the beginning of the parade. The main course of our show is Saturday afternoon, starting at 3 p.m. following the parade. We have a huge gathering. We have what we consider our best classes that we can offer.
Following the Friday night pulls, there will be live music featuring Blue Collar 40. On Saturday morning, horse pull weigh-ins begin at 7:30. The horse pull begins at 9:30, and there will be a horse show in the Bud Wheeler Arena starting at 10. The parade steps off at 1. Ashley Baker says that there will be a couple new events following the parade.
This year, we're actually incorporating a chess tournament. So this is a brand new event to the Viola Horse and Colt Show. And the chess tournament will be held immediately following the parade. So probably around like 2:30 p.m. at the Banker Park Pavilion. And also the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull. It will be located at the Citizens First parking lot. And that is also immediately following the parade. So about 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 21st.
Saturday evening, Monty Berger will be performing at the community building from 6 to 10, and tradesmen will perform on the grounds after the pull. There will be livestock judging, exhibits, Mr. Ed's Midway Rides, food and beverage stands, as well as many other events featured at the 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show in Viola this Friday and Saturday. General admission is free, no carry-ins allowed. You can find more information about the event on the Viola Horse and Colt Show Facebook page. It's the first thing visitors to the area notice. The Driftless Regions is a beautiful place in every season. The 8th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held this weekend and next. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. Lisa Buttonow is a co-organizer of the event.
8 years ago, I had some folks come into the restaurant and they sat down and they said, we should do a tour. It was Bob Toby from Toby's Plumbing, and I called up Dorothy, I called up Car Valley Cheese, I called up a few others, like Narrows Creek Winery, and boom, we had a tour. And 8 years later, we're getting bigger and bigger every year. And this year we have 19 venues rolling out the red carpet so people could come out and check what happens out in the country. See where your food lives.
The tour is held over two weekends, this and next, with various participants and various hours. Dorothy Harms is another co-organizer of the event.
Most of the venues are open from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I know there's a few that have special hours that are listed on our event guide. I know, for example, Wilkinson Farms is open from 9 to 6. I think Car Valley Cheese is only from 8 to 4 or 10 to 3 on Sundays. I mean, normally Car Valley isn't open on Sundays, so they're open especially for this event on Sundays during both weekends. So that's kind of the time frame that you can be out and about.
The Hill and Valley Explorations Tour is a collaborative effort to bring people out to revitalize the economy.
Number one happens to start out close to Bear Valley, and the last one, number 19, kind of takes you up to Lake Redstone. But we've kind of got them grouped in different areas, you know, the Laval area, Lime Ridge, Loganville area. And then we've got some folks that are over toward Rock Springs and somebody down by Plain. So with 2 weekends, I think it gives you ample time to make the trips out to visit all of our stops. It would be a lot in one day. I'm going to be honest, this year, as we've gotten bigger, it would be a lot to do it in one day. So we really encourage people, you know, take a couple days to do it, or maybe a Saturday one weekend and a Sunday another weekend, so that you can take the time to get out and really enjoy what a lot of these stops have. Because it's not only what they have for sale. Some of them are having live music. You know, some of them are kind of having a petting zoo, you know, kind of allowing you to just take some time and relax with your family.
The tour, which is free of charge, will take you to local food and art producers, provide a glimpse at the changing face of rural America, and find hidden gems. You're also encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases, and be sure to dress for the weather. The tour will happen rain or shine. 19 vendors are participating this year, which includes 6 new ones. Lisa Butnow says to visit the various sites and enter a giveaway.
We have this Explore HVE Tour Rewards to encourage you to visit at least 10 of the sites and get a punch on your brochure. And then we do a giveaway. We do a 4 gift certificates giveaway. And just to encourage you to check out all the different sites. But yeah, we've got 6 new venues this year, and they're splattered all over. And again, you know, we hope to expand further into Sauk County, into Juneau County, into Richland Center. So, you know, there's lots to be doing on this tour.
The 8th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is this Saturday and Sunday, and next Saturday and Sunday, from 10 until 4 all days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. It's 28 minutes before 1 o'clock and 80 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center, 25 minutes before 1 o'clock on this 19th day of September. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91 of Platteville, died last Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Ewers is survived by her daughter-in-law, Rochelle Ewers, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, Verna George and Oral Broadbent, brother, Forrest and Velvet Rice, sisters-in-law, Lola Smith and Phyllis France, and many nieces and nephews. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died August 31st at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tyler Smith Drake is survived by his parents, Terry J. Gander of Richland Center and Ivan Drake of Arizona. Hey brother, Cody Klimpf and Brooke Bronstad. Nephew and niece, grandmother, Joan Smith, aunts and uncles, relatives and friends. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died July 30th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to Grace in Richland Center. Survivors of Adam Tackett include his mother, Marge and Andy Freeman of Richland Center, a sister, Jennifer and Chris Shussman of Las Vegas, Nevada, many aunts, uncles, and cousins. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Corey Blank and Dakota Noble had a daughter, Ryan Maybe. Mamie.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jordan and Patty Andrada, Ron and Kim Steiner, Mark and Rochelle Schmidt, Paul and Barb Denman, Bill and Carol Bartlett, and Chris and Haley Hinkle. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've been tracking a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms from near Des Moines up to southeast Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin, just ahead of a cold front, which is across the Plain States. That activity should miss us through the afternoon. It should stay warm and a little bit more humid. Now, we do expect thunderstorms to rumble through most of Wisconsin tonight, though, as a cold front comes in. The greatest chance of severe weather will be out toward the Minnesota, Iowa-Wisconsin border area, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. Rainfall amounts could be at least a quarter to a half inch. Back to dry weather conditions tomorrow and Saturday, very summer-like once again. Then a new front comes into the area Saturday night and Sunday and should generate some scattered showers or thunderstorms. That looks to be followed by a low-pressure system sweeping in from the southwest as we head into Sunday and Monday. Could bring a more prolonged period of rain across the region and some cooler temperatures as well. For the rest of today, partly or mostly cloudy, turning a touch more humid with a high reaching the low to mid-80s, south to southeast wind of 8 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely by late evening. A few could be heavy, low at 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and still quite warm, high near 83. Southwest wind turning westerly at 5 to 10. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny, low 55, high 82. Slight chance of showers Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low 59, high of 70. Monday, overcast, breezy and cool with soaking rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Low about 53 with a high of 67. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a few showers possible, especially early. Low 51 with a high of 68. And Wednesday, partly sunny and comfortable, low about 46 degrees, high near 72. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 80 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning was 52. Our high so far today, 81. The record high for this state set in 1955 is 94. The record low 29 was set in 1959. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 57. Sunset tonight will be at 7:05 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:46. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.82. Relative humidity is 55% and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 80 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Today, a very unhappy ending for a grain bin incident on a Nebraska farm. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
So far this week, we've had stories with farmers who were severely injured on their farms, but still survived. Today is different. Kadrian Livingston was only 10 years old in 2008 when her father, Craig, died working in a grain bin.
Dad was at the neighbor's house a couple miles down the road, and actually he had just gotten into farming a year prior to that. Dad had been a rancher his whole life, and in Nebraska, farming and ranching is very, very different. My dad didn't know the dangers, the way that grain can take you, what we call the quicksand of the Midwest. The auger had quit working, and so he was having to grain back the rest of the grain out. There were about 500 bushels of grain left when he was in the bin, and there was only one other guy with him, a trucker, and the trucker had stepped away to go move the truck forward to finish out filling the truck, and when he came back, all he saw were my dad's hands.
Kadrian Livingston is now a safety manager for Viterra, promoting safety and health for employees at grain elevators in her region. Tomorrow, I'll talk about a feature film that also focuses on grain bin safety. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The USDA has raised its 2024 production guess for corn slightly while lowering the outlook for soybeans. This year's corn crop is now pegged at 15.2 billion bushels, up less than 1% from August on a half a bushel increase in the average yield estimate. Soybeans are now seen at 4.6 billion bushels, a little bit less than last month, even with no changes to the record yield number or harvested area projections. USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates is out October 11th. The president of the National Farmers Union says lawmakers are getting more serious about getting a new farm bill completed this year. Rob LaRue tells Brownfield high engagement with leaders and creativity is needed to get something done.
Not only kind of getting that combination of solutions to get that compromise bill, but then what will that bill be attached to?
LaRue says there's not a lot of time in the lame duck session of Congress. However,
you can almost see the solution. You can see the compromise position on a lot of the sticking points right now. Ways to get to yes. If a lot of us are beginning to kind of see that yes, with congressional will, amazing things can happen really quickly.
A Southern Illinois agronomist says many farmers in his area remain optimistic about the crop, despite seeing mixed early harvest results. John Pike tells Brownfield,
"We've got a wide planting window, which will lead to a very wide harvest window and a lot of variability. There are some combines beginning to roll on both corn and beans, and yields are widely varied."
Pike says low crop moistures have also been a surprise for some farmers.
"I think that is a snapshot of the dryness that a lot of the crop, especially the early planted crop, finished in very, very dry, hot conditions over the last few weeks. So that's really brought it to maturity and dry down very fast."
He says some late season rain would still be beneficial. The USDA reports the sale of nearly 120,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations for delivery this marketing year. Export demand for U.S. corn in the new marketing year is off to a solid start thanks to competitive prices against other major sellers like Brazil and Ukraine. Meanwhile, USDA says pork export sales saw a solid improvement last week. That week-to-week jump in export sales was led by better demand from several key customers, including Mexico, Japan, and Colombia. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here for you." Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has a few bids on the table at midday in parts of the north at 182 on a live basis and 288 dressed, but so far they've been passed. Asking prices in this area have not been established for the week. In the south, asking prices remain around 184 to 185. Significant trade volume could be delayed until sometime on Friday. The USDA says beef export sales of 15,500 tons were up 36% on the week and 2% from the four-week average, mainly to South Korea, China, and Japan. Boxed beef cutout values were lower at midday, with choice down 101 at $300.37 and select down 26 cents at $289.49. At the Farmington Regional Stockyards in Missouri on Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers sold $5 to $12 higher compared to the most recent sale. USDA says there were better quality and pre-vac calves in the offering. Slaughter cows and bulls were $3 lower. Demand was good and the supply was moderate to heavy. Cash hogs are steady at midday with light opening negotiated sales at the major direct markets. Between the light trade on Wednesday and the overall reduction in the slaughter pace this week, it looks like most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand. U.S. pork export sales of 29,000 tons were 3% less than the previous week, but 3% more than the four-week average, primarily to Japan, Mexico, and Colombia. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no reported change from the previous day at midday, but had a base range of $72 to $79 and a weighted average price of $76.31. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt each had no comparison, but a weighted average price of $75.99. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday, with prices for barrels and gilts at $60 in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Sows were steady with a range of $54 to $60. Boars were marked at $17. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.35 at $95.76. Bellies, hams, ribs, and butts were higher. Picnics and loins were lower. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I think our industry has changed more in the last 5 years than it did in the first 25 years.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
The pie is twice as big as it was a decade ago. You know, we're talking about that 14 billion pound projection for soybean oil to biofuels. 10 years ago, it was 5.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
We crush more soybeans to make vegetable oil for Clean Fuels. We are also making that much more protein to be able to do that.
And the benefits keep growing.
Everybody has the right to breathe clean air, to drink healthy water, and to have a cool environment to live in. I think biofuels are part of the solution to make those things happen.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Corn's lower, cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on the unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are back to mixed. Yield results have been mixed early on, generally below expectations in the east, with probable harvest delays in some areas. New crop export sales are up on the week, mainly to China, more than half of that to China. November beans are down a quarter at 10.13 and three quarters. January is now a quarter lower at 10.31 and three quarters. October bean meal's up a dollar at 3.18.90. October soybean oil's 80 points higher at 41.79. Corn's down today. Yields have generally been solid, but near-term delays are likely in parts of the region. New crop export sales are above a week ago, mostly to Mexico and unknown. December corn, 6 3/4 lower at 406, and March is down 6 1/4 at 424.5. And wheat is down. Paris milling wheat was lower ahead of the U.S. session, and the dollar index is up, rebounding after yesterday's decline. Late spring wheat harvest delays are likely, but rain should help the winter wheat crop. December Chicago's down 11 1/4 at 564.5. December Kansas City's down 14, also at 564.5. December Minneapolis is 9 lower at 607.5. Live and feeder cattle are up, getting ready for direct business and Friday's cattle on feeder port. October live's 145 higher at 179.75. December's up 155 at 181.40. With additional support from the lower move in corn, October feeders are up 362 at 243.57. And hogs are mixed ahead of this afternoon's red meat production numbers from the USDA. October's 2 cents higher at $82.07. December's 25 higher at $74.12. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
dairy is a good fit for breakfast. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brandfield. If you're a parent of a school-aged kids, sometimes breakfast can be a chore. Let's be honest, even for adults, early mornings can be difficult and breakfast can be a challenge. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says it doesn't have to be, and there are several easy options.
I always reach for dairy in the morning just because it provides that high-quality protein. It's easy. You don't have to cook anything. You don't have to make eggs or anything like that to get that protein. That protein is going to be satisfying. It's going to help you get through to lunch. So what I like is yogurt. You can eat yogurt as a yogurt parfait. You can just take a cup of yogurt with you. It's portable. You can also put it into a smoothie where you're combining it with milk and fruits. And you can even throw in some spinach for good measure. So you're getting a lot of the food groups right there with that smoothie. And the other thing, too, is milk is very versatile, so you can make a bowl of oatmeal, which is a great filling breakfast food. But when you add the milk, you're going to add more protein and more energy and more essential nutrients to that bowl.
In addition to protein, dairy also has riboflavin, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, and vitamin A, essential nutrients that help you feel and perform better. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy